passionate about island life. BBC Radio Guernsey.
Now, Gary Burgess, he's a well-known face and voice in the Channel Islands, and indeed a former presenter of this very programme. Today, he's a reporter and editor on ITV Channel News. But we've seen and heard rather less of him this year, as Gary has been signed off through ill health for most of 2017. What with? Well, that's just the problem. Despite suffering from blinding headaches, nausea, fatigue and excessive sweating, Gary says his doctors can't tell him exactly what's wrong. He's now penned an online article called Desperate for a Diagnosis. I'm pleased to say that Gary joins us from our studios in Jersey this morning. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, David. You paint a lovely picture of me drowning in sweat.
I do apologise for that, but I must say, having read your blog, it's a very accurate description given what you've described for us.
Yeah, it's one of those things where for weeks and then months, you go through that health process of trying to fix whatever's wrong in life. And along the way, I thought, you know what, this will make a good blog when I find out what it is, because the main symptom actually is absolute fatigue, which I thought just meant being tired. But it's a crippling fatigue where I could easily be in bed for 3 days. I added up how much of the weekend's 48 hours I was in bed. Actually, I was in bed for 33 hours of the weekend just gone by, but it got to late last week and I thought, you know what, this is ridiculous. It's got to 7 months now. I just want to go to work. I just want to annoy politicians, being a journalist, because I love that kind of thing. And I thought, right, it's time to write about it. And it was mainly to explain to my friends and family what it's like, because it's quite hard to explain to them, because when they see you, their first thing is, oh, you look great, you look fine, which is one of the most crushing things anyone can say, because what they can't see is that I feel like I'm falling apart inside and need a good old alt control delete on my body.
Anyone who knows you or who's heard you speak publicly in the past will know that you've had various battles with cancer over the years. Have your doctors been able to categorically rule out that that's not what's happening now?
Not categorically, but test after test after test says it's very, very likely not that. That was, I think, part of the delay. These symptoms, actually, when I look back on them, have been going on since March last year, so that's a year and a quarter. But because I was having a tumour removed from between my heart and windpipe last summer, I also just, you know, you assume everything's to do with the cancer. The oncologists, who are brilliant in both Jersey and Southampton, thought the same. In the months afterwards, they're like, oh yes, this is just part of your recovery process, you know, you're worn out and fatigued because of the operation, and it all makes sense. But I just had that niggle that this is something else, and it was really only in February this year when they, you know, they tested and prodded and poked and said, do you know what, yeah, well, we think you're right. And as much as nothing is 100% one way or the other, they don't believe it's to do with the cancer. That said, it's now 6 months, and it's funny how time's flown by since my last scan for any trace of tumours, and I've got another scan coming up in the next few weeks. So I'm in that perverse situation where, of course, I don't want anything to be wrong, but I'm now kind of desperate for them to find anything, because it's funny, isn't it? We all need a label so we can get on with it, we can cope with it. I'm almost past caring what it is. Just tell me, and then I'll deal with it. I'm a bit like you, a doer in life. You know, I'll get on with it, I'll cope. But it's this fog of mystery of not knowing that's really, probably psychologically actually, rather than physically, is the most difficult thing to deal with.
You and I used to work together. I know what you're like. I know that you never back
down
from
anything. You call
it work,
David. Well, it was never work.
It was just an endless party round for us. But I know you never back down from anything, and you'll try and work through anything. But even on this occasion when you tried to, I know it's caused you even some problems on air.
Yeah, it certainly has. You know, over the past couple of years, when I was going through the cancer, the symptoms of that were quite distracting. But actually, it was this chronic fatigue, this sweating, this brain fog, where sometimes I can't find the right word in a sentence, particularly at the back end of the day. In the morning now, I'm fairly coherent, or as coherent as I ever was in this life. But as the day goes on, I do tend to fade from late morning onwards. And yeah, it was back in January. I was live on air on the ITV channel television news at 6 in the evening in the studio, suited and booted, enough makeup to cover the bags under my eyes so I look vaguely human for the viewers. And whilst I was explaining a news story, I was actually having an out-of-body experience. My viewpoint was in the ceiling. I could see myself, I could see the cameras and the camera operators, I could see the presenters. And as I'm live on air doing the news, I was actually laughing at myself with this smug sensation that no one knew I was levitating. So, you know, call me Miss Marple or Poirot, I thought there was probably something wrong at that point, and that's when I went to the doctor, whose first instinct was to say, for goodness sake, man, stop. Stop. Your body is telling you to stop. And as you'll know, I'm not the sort of person who gives in easily. I was probably a Jack Russell in a previous life. I like sort of biting on and keeping on going. But actually, when the doctor said stop, as much as it was a blow to me, I also knew he was absolutely right.
OK, very briefly then, where do you go from here? What more are doctors planning to do? Is there more they can do?
Well, first thing is, I was very surprised, perhaps naively, by the response to the blog. It's been read just shy of 10,000 times since Thursday morning, and I've had hundreds and hundreds of messages from friends and predominantly strangers with ideas. So I've got some new ideas, but actually with the doctors, I'm seeing an oncologist, I'm seeing an endocrinologist, I'm seeing a gastroenterologist, I'm about to have yet another CT scan. So there are things happening, but I'm a bit impatient, and 7 months, you know what I mean? I need that label.
Gary, it's a remarkable read. I read it when you published it last week. Thank you so much for sharing the story with us this morning. All I can say is Gary Burgess at breakfast, it's got a certain ring to it, hasn't it?
never. The listener deserves better.
Maybe, but I'm not sure they're going to get it. Gary Burgess, for now, thank you very much. Remarkable story.